Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra, bring you Dumpy Savern, starring Archie himself and Gardner. Here's a new and different way to care for your hands. It's with Truche, the beforehand lotion, a really different idea in hand lotion. Use Truche before you get to work, before you do dishes, before you put your hands in dishwater or do light laundry. Truche is so effective that it will guard your hands even in that hot, soapy water. But you can also use Truche as you use ordinary hand lotion, anytime your hands need a creamy, softening lotion. So get Truche and get an all-around hand lotion that also gives you before-hand protection. Get Truche, the beforehand lotion, and get softer, lovelier hands.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. What do you leave me to? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Well, it looks like spring is here. Yes, spring. And the whole world kind of lousy with Mother Nature's wonders. Well, I might start this thing over again. Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave? Spring and the whole world allows you at Mother Nature's wonders. I'm out of practice. I wasn't here last week. What? You ain't noticed nothing different, Duffy? Well, just gaze your eyes out the window and, what do you see? Mrs. Murphy's long underwear? Well, that proves it's spring. She ain't wearing them. Oh, she is, huh? She's, sitting out on the fire escape? Oh. Well, she don't do that in the winter, so it proves it's spring. Yeah, the time of the year when the birds and the bees watch people and take notes. Yeah. In other words, you know how all year long a guy sits around thinking about dames? Well, spring is when he does something about it. Yeah. Well, Duffy, why don't you be more romantic? Don't spring mean nothing to you? It means Eddie and me should get busy with the spring cleaning? Duffy, it's employers like you that give work a bad name. Besides, the joint don't look so bad. It's clean enough to fool the health inspector and yet dirty enough to keep him intrigued. Huh? Okay, Duffy. Eddie.
Yes?
Eddie, when was the last time this place was cleaned up?
I don't know. I'm Eddie Green, not an elephant.
Eddie, stop gold-bricking. We got to clean up the place. Now, get up there on the ladder and sweep that big spider web off the ceiling.
Got news for you.
What?
That spider web is the ceiling.
Well, cut the jokes and get up on the ladder. And while you're up there, scrape the dirt off the walls.
All the dirt?
Yeah.
Well, you want to do start a landslide?
Eddie, will you get to work and decease the comedy?
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Well, it looks like spring has really come to Third Avenue.
Yeah, you noticed it too, huh?
Yeah. On my way down here, a robin whistled at me. Mm-hmm.
Well, for you, that's about far. But it looks like you're the only member of the family that seems to relish spring.
Oh, no. Mama thinks it's very romantic, too. Guess what?
What?
Last night when she went to bed, she put a mud pack on her face. You should have heard Papa complain.
Why?
He says it was like sleeping next to a swamp. Incidentally, Archie.
Yeah?
Papa says as soon as you finish with the spring cleaning, either you or Eddie can have the night off.
A night off? No kidding. Quick, let me get the address book here.
Just a minute. Mr. Duffy said either you or me could have the night off.
Well, if that's your attitude, I'll toss you first.
Okay, wait till I get out off the ladder here.
Don't bother. I'll just toss the coin and I'll let you know how it comes out.
I stay up here and you're going to let me know how it comes out?
Yeah. Here we are. Call it, Eddie.
Okay. Head and have a nice time.
What do you know? Tails, I win. Lucky, huh, Eddie? Eddie, I did not cheat.
I didn't say nothing.
I know, but in the future, I'll thank you to watch the tone of your silence. Well, I think I'll go and paint the town. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, before you go painting the town, ain't you forgetting two things?
What?
A, money, and B, a girl.
Eddie, if one has A, one can get B. And I happen to have me full week's paycheck, $15 worth of A.
What about it?
Well, a little address book is just busting at the seams here. I don't like to brag, but, you know the New York telephone directory?
Yeah.
They get their numbers from me. Now, let's see this book here. Rosie, Mabel, Yvonne, Emma, Emma. Emma Schultz. I ain't seen her in years.
You mean the butcher's daughter?
Yeah, yeah. What a honey. We used to neck in her old man's refrigerator. No, Schultz never did find out why his ice bill was so high. I think I'll call her up. Hello? Is Emma there? This is her husband? Well, sir, when you hear the tone, the time will be 9:27 and a half.
Sound like that refrigerator was a little crowded.
Yeah, well, see now, let me try this one. Now. Hello? Is Hazel there? She's taking a bath? Sorry, I must have the wrong number. Oh, here's one, yeah. Yeah, Ambergris McNulty. Yeah, me old sweetheart from PS4.
No dice. Now, I just saw her the other day. She's married and got 14 kids.
Really? And to think she always flunked multiplication. Well, let's see. Who else could I call? Hello, operator. Give me information. Hello, information? Look, honey, what are you doing tonight? Hello? And that kind of a dame calls herself a public utility.
No more phone number?
Well, nothing up to my usual standard. What a break. Spring night, no dame. Spring with the crocuses croaking. And the trees blossoming. And the little things popping up out of the ground.
Good. I hear you say something about spring.
Yeah, good old spring. Ain't it wonderful?
Yep, no bed should be without one.
Anyway, what I mean is spring in the air.
Well, if you say so, Watch, but I ain't much of a pole, Walter.
Maybe we better switch the subject. Where you been all day?
Up in Central Park, seeing the sight.
And vice versa?
Yeah. Boy, what fun I had feeding the squirrels.
Nuts?
Some of them. Yeah, but most of them squirrels are just as normal as you and me.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of them is much normaler than people.
Where's that remark?
Well, sometimes people are stupid. Up in the park there, I was watching a sailor out on the lake in a rowboat with his girl. All he did for 2 hours was hug and kiss her.
Well, what's stupid about that?
Well, you'd think after months on the ocean, the guy'd be sick and tired of water.
Then again, maybe the guy was in love.
Love?
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid, too.
What do you mean?
What happened? The guy falls in love with a dame and they get married. Before you know it, they got 8 or 10 kids. And the kids get married. Pretty soon the guy's an old man with a bunch of grandchildren.
So?
And one day his wife leaves him and he's got to start all over again. Well, I'll see you later. I got to get down to the police station.
The police? For what?
When I was up in the park, I found this lady's purse and I'm going down to return it.
Lady's purse? Let me see it. Look at that. Genuine stimulated leather. Hey, and look at here.
What?
This picture. It must be the dame that lost it. Look at that bathing suit. What a tomato. Finnegan, forget the police station, huh?
What?
Well, here's her name and phone number, Myrtle Dodge. I'll call her up and talk to her, you know. Just let her know we found the purse, that is.
Oh, yeah? You ain't kidding me, George. I know what you're after.
What?
The reward.
You ain't kidding. Hello? Is this Myrtle Dodds? Well, my name is Archie. I think I found your purse. Now, if I bring it up to you, how about a date? You can't leave your girlfriend? Well, what's she like? Is she as buxom as you? Even buxomer, huh? Okay, I'll bring a friend for your friend. All right. Finnegan, come on. We got a double date.
Just a minute. What do I have to do?
Oh, nothing. Just talk to the dame. Hold her hand. Maybe kiss her goodnight.
Nothing doing. That kissing stuff ain't for me.
You mean you never kissed a dame?
Only me mother.
Well, your mother's a dame.
Yeah, but you'd never know it.
Now, look, Finnegan, I got a date for you. You know, kissing a sweetheart is a lot different from kissing your mother.
Oh, yeah? What's the difference?
About 5 minutes. Now, come on with me, and you'll see for yourself.
Hi, Art.
Oh, hello, Joe. I'm just on my way up to meet a new girlfriend.
Oh, what's she like?
Well, here, look for yourself. Here's a picture in a bathing suit. Joe. Stop staring so long.
Why?
A thing like that could be habit-forming.
Very nice, Arch. You say you've got a date with her?
Yeah, I'm on my way up to see her now.
The way you look?
Well, I might change my suit.
Is that all?
Well, I might shave.
Yeah?
Put on me Blue Jay corn plaster.
What else?
Vitalis me hair.
Oh, Arch, I'm glad you said that.
Joe, I thought you'd be.
Sure, because there's nothing like Vitalis to make your hair look its best. Make you look your best. Make you look well-groomed. After all, Arch, you're a handsome devil.
I didn't think you cared.
And you don't want to spoil all those good looks by showing up with dry, unruly hair.
Oh, perish forbid.
Vitalis will tame down dry, unruly hair, make it look well-groomed, but without a greasy patent leather shine. There's no mineral oil in Vitalis, you know. Vitalis doesn't contain a single drop of it. Just pure vegetable oil, so your hair is left natural-looking, handsome in a masculine way. So, Arch, why don't you give yourself a Vitalis 60-second workout before your date tonight, and you'll attract any girl.
Okay, Joe, I'll use the Vitalis now. Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, except that Vitalis is a goodbye.
Goodbye, Joe.
Miss Ark, you better hurry up. You've been standing in front of that mirror for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no wonder dames is nuts about me. That profile, that sensitive face. Linda Christian, how could you do it? Eddie, I gotta look my best tonight. Now, you got a nail file?
Here you are.
Thanks. I gotta scrape this mud off my shoes. You know, first impressions is important.
What about that cigar butt behind your ear?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you reminded me. I'll put a Corona band around it. I think maybe I better get myself a new suit, too.
Where you gonna get it? Salvation Army?
Don't be cryptic. It happens I have a new tailor, the Duke of Kemp Tailoring Emporium Limited.
This the place where you walk 3 flights down?
Well, you have to make some sacrifices if you want to dress well. I think I'll give him a call. Hello, Duke of Kent, Tailoring Emporium? Oh, hello, Mo. This is Archie. Archie, the pair of shoulders with the belt in the back. Look, Mo, what have you got in a well-fitting misfit? A gray tweed with just a slight imperfection? What's the imperfection, Mo? One of the sleeves is missing. Well, frankly, I was figuring on something a little more tailored. Tell me, why don't you just pick one out for me? You know, one of the good ones, the ones you put in the window.
Sure. Looks good on the dummy. Why shouldn't it look good on you?
Quiet. Okay, Mo, I'll pick it up in a little while. By the way, that's two pair of pants, ain't it? Uh-huh. And the free catches mitt? Okay, see you in a while, Mo. Boy, I'm gonna knock that Myrtle Dodd-Dodd out.
Yeah, it ain't for nothing that they called you Archer the Playboy.
Some playboy.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing.
I know, but how did you express it this time? What was that crack about the playboy?
Well, all I say is there's two kinds of men that take a girl out.
Namely?
Well, there's the one type that takes you out and buys you lobster and champagne. And then there's your type. A quick beer and a struggle.
This from a dame that sits by the telephone praying for wrong numbers.
Say, Art.
Yeah?
About our date tonight, do you suppose the girls would notice it if I didn't go along?
Now, look, Finnegan, you can't back out now. The date's all set.
Well, where are we going to take them, Art?
Well, I wonder how much the stork puppet cost. Let me call them up. Hello, Stork Club. How much do you charge for dinner for four people? Thank you. Hello, Toots yours? Is Toots there? Well, see how close you can get him to the phone, will you? Hello, Toots. This is Archie at Duffy's Tavern. Well, we're taking a couple of dames out tonight, and since I'm a fellow restaurant owner, I don't want to haggle, but what sort of a professional rate could you give me? Uh-huh. Let's haggle. Huh? You don't lower your prices for nobody? Well, look, I'm planning to spend about $4. Where do you think I should go? Mr. Shaw, there I can go for nothing.
Hey, look, Arch, you got to let me out of this day.
Why?
Well, you know me. I don't know how to act in them high-class nightclubs.
Well, nothing to worry about. You just walk in and you're greeted by the maitre d'.
Who's that?
The guy that throws you out. That is ordinarily, but if you got the money, he leads you over to the table, see? Then when you get to the table, that's when you start cutting corners.
Huh.
Well, you carelessly say to him, oh, well, Capitan, I think I shall place our dinner order later.
What's the idea of that?
Well, this is to give the dame you're with a chance to fill up on bread.
Then I told you you stall a little while longer by dancing.
Dancing? Are you mad and let her work up an appetite?
Yeah, but sooner or later she's going to get hold of that menu.
Well, not necessarily. If a gentleman is well-bred, he always looks at the menu first. And if he sees something like pressed duck for $4.50,
yeah,
he quick breathes on the dame's bifocals and fogs them up.
Boy, Arch, you sure been around.
I think I know a few angles. There's a lot of little tricks, Finnegan, you know, like how to nonchalantly slip your hand under the napkin, thus giving the appearance that one is actually leaving the waiter a tip. And how, on leaving the nightclub, to avoid giving the doorman a gratuity, you see, you send him down to the corner for a taxi and walk off in the other direction. But enough of this instruction. I gotta get down to the Duke of Kent and get that suit. Well, fellas, look me over. How do you like my new suit?
Well, pull down the shades and call me Sunset.
Well, aside from the colors, how do you like the tailoring?
Let's see. Turn around.
Okay.
From the back, the front looks perfect.
Miss Archer, them trousers.
What about the trousers?
Well, ain't they a little tight across the chest?
Eddie, after all, you got to remember this suit was made for somebody else.
Oh, and then the circus left town, huh?
Look, maybe it ain't perfect, but you got to admit it's good value. After all, only $9 with two pairs of pants.
Yeah, with pants as tight as that, you better bring the other pair along in case of a blowout.
Yeah, I've never seen such jealousy.
Do all right? Here I am, all set for the date.
Hey, you got a clean shirt on. What happened?
Well, it was an accident. I thought I was playing a slot machine.
Yeah?
It turned out to be one of them automatic laundry.
Hey, them things must be all right, though. That shirt looks very well laundered.
Oh, yeah. Only thing was, it took me 20 minutes to crawl out of the machine.
You got stuck in the machine?
Yeah, but I didn't mind, Art. That spinning around sure clears a guy's head. Oh. Hey, look, shall we get started here?
Why not? As the handkerchief said to the proboscis, let's blow. Well, this is Myrtle's address, Penny. Let's see. Myrtle Dodds, apartment 27.
27? That must be down here at the end of the hall.
Yeah. Now, remember, Finnegan, I gave the tailor $3 deposit, and I only got $12 left. So, leave us not let these dames talk us into spending a fortune. Wait a minute. Here we are. 27.
Yes?
Well, hubba. Miss Dodds, I would like you...
Sorry, the exterminator was here yesterday.
Gee, Arch, I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping my first date would last a little longer.
Wait a minute here.
Yes?
I'm afraid there must be some mistake.
Arch, when they slam it twice, is that what they mean by a double date?
Myrtle, I got the purse.
Oh, come in.
You are Myrtle, ain't you?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm Archie, and this is my friend Finnegan. He's the one that really retrieved the lost purse.
Yes, he does look like a retriever.
Thank you.
By the way, where is your roommate?
Oh, Gertrude? Oh, she's in the other room. I'll call her. Gertrude?
Yes?
The boys are here.
Okay, I'm coming. Oh, hello, boys.
He good dance. She looks like something on television.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting, boys, but I was putting on my face.
Did she have to put that one on?
Well, Gertrude, which one do you want? The retriever or giraffe neck here? Oh, let's draw matchsticks to see who gets who. Okay, here, pick a match. Oh, gee, mine's shortest. I lose. Oh, Archie.
Yes?
Fate has thrown us together.
Fate should get a kick in the teeth.
Oh, Mr. Finnegan.
Do I?
Why don't you and I sit over here?
Okay.
Aren't you going to hold the chair for me?
Why, it ain't moving.
Look, girls, we was planning to take you to dinner, but...
Why go out to dinner? We can cook dinner right here.
Okay. Usually I like to go out where one can dance.
Oh, we can dance right here, too.
I've been looking for this dame all my life. Well, honey, when do we start eating?
As soon as the groceries arrive.
Myrtle!
Yes?
The groceries are here.
Oh, Gertrude, do you have any money?
Not a cent.
Do you, Myrtle? Not a cent.
Well,
well,
This is very embarrassing. We don't seem to have $6.
It's embarrassing for me. I do. Okay, here you are. Here's the $6.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll be back in a second.
Look, Myrtle, I realize you're with Finnegan. He is your boyfriend now, but how about me holding your hand?
No.
Look, honey, you realize I'm a very attractive man, don't you?
No.
What a stubborn thing. Look, Myrtle, why don't you break down and just let me slip my arm around your waist?
Get away from me, you crumb.
Myrtle, you seem to forget I have $6 worth of groceries invested in you. Now, look, honey, leave this talk this over
oh,
here.
Oh, I see.
What is it now?
Ice cream.
How much?
$3.
$3. I suppose you girls are still broke.
I'm afraid so.
Okay, here you are, Gertrude. Paid a man at $3. Now, where was we, Myrtle? Myrtle, you're crying. What's the matter with you?
It isn't me. It's Mother.
How much? What's the matter with her?
She's starving. She needs $20.
$20 for food?
No, for a new upper plate. She can't chew.
But I only got $3 left.
Okay, you can owe me the other 17.
What have we got into here? Who's that?
Oh, just a second. I'll find out. Yes?
Is this Myrtle's dog?
Yes.
Well, you don't know me, but I happen to find your purse.
Oh, no. Come on, Finnegan. Brother, are we lucky to get out of that joint? Them dames clipped me for $12.
Yeah, what suckers.
Yeah, we sure was.
Well, I mean the dames.
What do you mean, the dames?
Look what I swiped from the grocery bag. A whole salami. Oh.
Yes, it's a hit. Thousands of men have switched to new Benex brushless shave cream. Thousands are discovering that Benex gives them the best shaves they've ever had.
Mister, it's time you too tried Benex, the new Wonder Shave with a sensational beard softening formula.
Benex brushless leaves your face feeling extra smooth, comfortable.
And Benex doesn't clog your razor or drain.
But don't take our word for it. Just try Benex yourself. Get a tube at your nearest drug counter.
Or we'll send you a big 25-cent tube free. Write your name and address on a postcard and mail to Benex, B-E-N-E-X, Empire State Building, New York 1, New York.
Remember, buy Benex Brushless or try it free by writing Benex, Empire State Building, New York. Hurry, offer limited. Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truchet, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.